So this idea of using a podcast as a diary actually came to me in a dream, you know. And so when I woke up from it, you know, it just felt so good. You know, those dreams where it feels like you're actually in it, doing it, and then you either wake up feeling terrified if it's something bad, or bloody good if it's, you know, something good. And that's how I felt. You know, I woke up feeling so light and released. Like, you know, I got to let go of a lot of things that I want to share. And yeah, so, you know, I was talking with a couple of friends who all said go for it, you know. And I was like, no, I mean, that's ridiculous, right? I mean, starting a podcast to talk about myself, like mundane things that happened to me. But at the same time, you know, I feel like, you know, as someone who keeps a journal, I do write about things, you know, but lately my writing has been very therapeutic. You know, I write things to heal, I write things to overcome, but I no longer write about like mundane things, like you know, my personal life, my professional life, my businesses. I don't really like write about them unless there's something to work towards or work through. But I think I really want to, you know, I want to talk about these things, because, you know, they might be boring, but it's my life, and I enjoy it. And it's not something I want to just write and close and not share with anyone. Yeah, I think that's the point. These are things I actually want to share. And I'm no longer in an environment where, you know, I'm having colleagues every day or classmates where I get to like talk and share with them and listen to their days every day as well. It's, you know, I think being self-employed can be really lonely, especially when you're working from home. And I think that's what, you know, kind of like, is like encouraging me to start this.